Simon Reish Nun Aleph, we hear the Mechaber said that if a person does Meloche Be'erev Shabbos Min HaMincha L'mailo, he will not be Roya Simon Broche. And we have here today is when Min HaMincha L'mailo is. If it means mincha gedoyla or mincha ketana. And lemaise, we had mentioned yesterday that meikar adin, one could be soimach on the second day and could be mekel till beloche till mincha ketana. And we had mentioned the Mishnah Berurah says later, mincha ketana means 2.5 hours from Tzeis HaKerchovim, which means 1.25 hours before the Shkia. Now let us see the Ramah. V'davke k'sho'ise ha'meloche derech kva. This iser that Chazal asad, that one should not do a meloche erev Shabbos after this zman, that is davke if he's koiveya himself to do this meloche. Avolim oisa oisa derech arai lefisho v'leikova aleho, there was no kvias. It came out that he's doing a meloche, but there was no special kvias that he was koiveya himself. Let's see, a kvias would be that he made up his mind, Erev Shabbos, he has time, he's going to do this and this pula. So that's called a kvias, and that is also. But if he was not kveya himself, though it came out, derech arai lefisho, that means it came out, there's something he has to do, and he does it shari, so this is permissible. V'lochein, therefore, muta lichtoiv igerish loimim v'chol kiyoytze bazen. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, if it's nizdamin loy, it came out that somehow, that means not he had put away this time, he's going to write the letter, after he comes home from work, and he's going to write the letter. In Nizdamin Loi, it came out during the course of the day that he has to write a letter to someone, but there was no kvias to it, so he's permitted to do it. V'chol kiyotze bazeh. Any meloche that he wasn't kveya himself to do it, and it came out, this meloche, he's permitted to do it. Derech arai, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu afilu bischar. Afilu he's going to get paid for it. I mean, he's not koiveya himself to do it at this time, but it came out that someone asked him to do this, and it's derech arai. So this is permissible. Siv beis, lesakin begodov vekelov. To be misakin his begodim and his kalim l'tzoyrich Shabbos, muta kol hayoim. So this that we said, eine roye simen broche, if a person does a meloche min amincha l'mayle, that's davke a meloche that's not l'tzoyrich Shabbos, but l'sakin begodov v'kalim l'tzoyrich Shabbos, muta kol hayoim. If it's a tzoyrich Shabbos, this Chazal did not ask, and this is permissible. And the Bir Aloche brings down on this Aloche that hu adin litfer begodim mechodosh, that not only is he permitted to make a tikkun begodim letzayrich Shabbos, that means a cuff has to be made, a button has to be sewed on, which that is zicher nichlal in what the mechaber says l'sakim begodim letzayrich Shabbos mutter. Now, hu adin, a person is permitted to sit down and make a whole new beged. If it's letzayrich Shabbos, it's mutter kol hayom. So this is permissible. Vuhu adin bigdei chaveiroi imhu letzayrich Shabbos. If his chava asks him, he needs a beged letzayrich Shabbos. Letzayrich Shabbos, this iser does not apply, so I'm permitted to continue to do this job even it's after this man mincha. But that is davke ve'enei neitel olav schar, but he's not going to get paid for it. If he's going to get paid for it, so we'll see later in the Mishnah Brura, so then it is not nikar that he is doing this letzayrich Shabbos. He's doing it, this is his job, he's a tailor by profession, and so it is not nikar that this is being done letzayrich Shabbos. So Chazal asked, if he's doing it for free, so then the whole pool is letzayrich Shabbos. Let us devour see the Mishnah Berura. Ve'einoi noitel, ve'im hu oni, what if he is poor, she'ein loi ma yoichal, that means he's doing it for schar, he's doing a job for schar, he's a tailor by profession, he's going to sew for yena, but, and even though we said that one is not permitted to do a meloche b'schar after this man minche, but if he won't do this meloche, he won't have what to eat. So therefore, it's permissible. Kidelekamon soiv semen takmen beis linyan chalamoid. In Hilchis Chalamoid, there are malachis which are osar. A maisa umen is osar in Chalamoid. But if he does not have tzolchei hamoid, so he's permissible. He's permitted to do it. It is permissible. So the same thing is over here. That all these asurim are not applicable for a person who, without doing this malachi, he will not have tzolchei Shabbos. Vuadin kol malachis hamutoris berev pesach b'cholamoid mitoris berev Shabbos. We can compare all the heterim that apply in cholamoid in erev pesach, which erev pesach has a dinyontiv. They used to be Makriva Kolben Pesach, so it had a dinyontif. So whatever is mutter then is mutter erev Shabbos. Vafilu yesh loy lechem, afilu he has bread. That means he has enough money for sholish sudois. That means he has 3 bulkalach, 6 bulkalach in water. Maybe if he has wine for Kiddush. But he does not have money for Einik Shabbos, for Bosa, Dogim. He's also permitted. Raku tzorich letzorchei Shabbos la'angoy bebosa v'dogim u'mashkim toivim. Gam kein yesh loyma d'shoy. This is also permitted. This goes into the heter, which we find in Hilchas Chalamoid, that if a person does not have tzolchei hamoyed, he's permitted to work in order to acquire them. So this heter applies Erev Shabbos also, that if he does not have tzolchei Shabbos, and tzolchei Shabbos includes Oynik Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, the bosel v'dogim, amashkim toivim, he does not have enough, so he's permitted So this Issa Malacha does not apply to him. In Shaar HaTzion, he brings down another Chiddush. Afilu, he has Tzolchei Shabbos for himself. But there's someone that's working for him, and this Poyel does not have Tzolchei Shabbos. And if he won't pay him today, the Poyel won't have Tzolchei Shabbos. So he is working, the employer is working to have money to pay the employee, that the employee should be able to acquire Tzolchei Shabbos. So this is also Nichlal in this Heter, that if the work is being done L'Tzolchei Shabbos, this is Mutter. Now in Bir Halacha, he brings down a very interesting Halacha. We have over here that a person is not permitted to sow begodim to be mekabel schar. If he's doing it to get paid, this is also. This is also. So he brings down what is if he made up with a person that he's making a suit for him, and Friday it's going to be ready. The suit is going to be ready for Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos, and it's not ready. And so what will be now? So he has one alternative. If he'll work in this zman, he'll be able to finish the suit. But he's working for money. He's working for money. So he wants to be metzaded. That could be, this is called a dover ha'ovid. That means if he won't give him the suit, he'll be from, and Sunday, he'll bring him the suit Sunday. Yenna was waiting Shabbos for the new suit. He'll bring it Sunday. I didn't have time. It was already after Mina Mincha. So Yenna says, okay, listen, if it was not ready for Shabbos, I promise to give you $100 for your job. But there was an upmach. I should get it for Shabbos. You give it to me Sunday, I'll give you $80 for the job. Or he'll do something else. He'll give him $100, but he'll know the next time to look for a different tailor. So this is called a dover ha'ovid. That means if he won't do this now, he's going to lose a customer. He's going to lose the customer. That means Yenna is expecting that it should be done. It should have been done then. And so if he won't do it, he'll lose this customer. So then a dover ha'ovid, just like a dover ha'ovid is mutter and chol hamoed, so a dover ha'ovid is mutter also in Erev Shabbos. Also, he says he wants to be metzadet afilu, will have tarumis on him, will have tainis on him. Good. Could be also he wants to be metzadet zamokim lahokum. So we said kulis now. Avol belavoch, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Avol belavochi yesh lizoyer boze moed. But if we don't have these kulis, he has enough for Tzolchei Shabbos. It's not a dover ha'ovid. So then one should not play around with this issa. That means, if the way we learned the Mechaber said, Ein eroye simen broche. So all the Mechaber said, listen, Ein eroye simen broche. Good. So it won't be eroye simen broche. So lose some money. I mean, and that a person could be mevater. But the Mishnah Berurah says there are poiskim that hold not only ein eroye simen brocha, there's an iser. So if there's an iser, so it's not kedai to be meiko. Ki mashme mikama poiskim de mulvad de ein eroye simen brocha, yesh chshash iser boze, there's an iser darabonam. So memele, without any mokim lahokel, one should not be mekel. Yeah. Now let us go further in the Mechaber. V'hu adin. So we had over here so far that two heterim we had. So if we had derech arai is permissible, in letzoyrich Shabbos, a malacha letzoyrich Shabbos, if he's not taking schar, is also permissible. V'hu adin. Lemi she koisev svarim la'atzmoy derech limudoy. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to say it's speaking about like this. Koisev svarim la'atzmoy derech limudoy means he doesn't have this sefer and he's matik the sefer. That's mean he needs a rashba. He doesn't have a rashba, so he's copying over the 5 pages in the Rashba. He needs it letzoyrech limudoy, and he's doing this erev Shabbos. V'hu adin lemisha koisev svarim la'atzmoy derech limudoy. So here the Beis Yosef is mavaya. What is the comparison? So he says, since this is a tzoyrech mitzvah, so a tzoyrech mitzvah has the same halacha like a tzoyrech Shabbos. Just like tzolchei Shabbos, they were matter to do malacha after minchem. L'sakim b'godov v'kelev l'tzoyrech Shabbos is mutter kol ayoyim. So a tzoyrech mitzvah, he's writing now, he's copying over, or he's writing his chedushim, is a tzoyrech mitzvah, so this is also permitted kol hayoyim. Avol also lichtoiv lechaveiroi b'schar, but the same halacha, just we had tzoyrech Shabbos, I'm permitted to be misaken a beggar, to make a beggar, litzoyrech Shabbos, if it's bechinom, but b'schar, since it is not nicker that this is letzoyrech mitzvah, I'm a tailor and I'm sewing, and it's not nicker that it's letzoyrech mitzvah, so it's also to take schar. So hu adin by if a person is writing svarim, so it's only permitted bechinam and not beschar. So let us see the Mishnah Berura Sivkot Nevov. Lichtoiv lachaveiroi bischar. Lochein, therefore, Yezoyer gamkein hakoisev sefer teure tefillin mezuzis shalayichtoiv bischar. That means if a person's profession is he's a sefer, so after the zman minche, he should not, we don't have any heter from this. He's keveya himself to do a maloche bischar, which is also shloichtev bischar. Im loy shohu tzorich ato lemezuze ei sefer teira ei tefillin. Unless one case, he's meikel. That means this person needs a mezuzah, and the sefer is not into writing mezuzahs for free. So he comes over to him, listen, my mezuzah is puzzle, or I just fixed a door in my house, I need a mezuzah, please write a mezuzah for me. So he needs now the mezuzah, or he needs now to fix the Sefer Torah, or tefillin. So then it is permissible.
Tefillin doesn't need it.
What?
Why would he need that tefillin?
He just found out his tefillin apostle. He has to like tefillin. No, his tefillin apostle. He didn't like tefillin yet today. He needs tefillin today. Okay, so let's talk about these three cases. So in these three cases, this person needs the malache. So I'm permitted to take schar. So Rav Nissen Karelitz asks Sakasha. So before also we're talking about if someone needed a beggar letzoyrech Shabbos, so he needed the beggar letzoyrech Shabbos. Af al pi kein, I'm only allowed to sew for him the beggar for free. For schar, it is also. So there we had a Tzorech Shabbos, which is Mutter, but L'schar, Bischar is also. Here we have a Tzorech Mitzvah, which we had the same Psak Bischar is also, but over here, if he needs it today, it's Mutter. So what's the difference? So he wants to say the difference is because when a person is writing tefillin and mezuzahs, the etzem pu'ule is a maisa shel mitzvah. That means he's doing a maisa shel mitzvah, so memele, so therefore they were mekel l'tzoyrech. That means sewing begodim is not a maisa shel mitzvah, it's being done l'tzoyrech mitzvah. So there they were not mekel b'schar. But over here, the yene needs it, and it's a maisa shal mitzvah, so they were mekel. Oishu dochuk letzolchei Shabbos. Or we will say a case that, or in another case, if he needs the sefer is dochuk letzolchei Shabbos, will be permitted. So al kaponim, we have here guidelines that utzoyrich Shabbos is mutter aber shaloi bischar. But now the Ramah is going to say a chiddush. Umistaprim kol hayoim. But you're allowed to take a haircut the whole day. Afilu misapor Yisrael. Even from a Yiddish barber. And here he's telling us that in the barber's allowed to take money for it. So here, this haircut is, he's telling us you're allowed to take a haircut the whole day. And the chiddush is, afilu, you're paying him for it. Now let us see what the heter is over here. Misapor Yisrael. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu, afilu, imasapor noitel scha. So kan shayla ben, I need a haircut, I need a suit. When it comes to the suit, if the tailor's going to take money for it, so we say, sorry, even though it's a Tzorech Mitzvah, Tzorech Shabbos, my old suit is torn, but if he takes money, it's also. And here, I need a haircut, it's mutter. Vahatam. So what is the difference? Dinira lakoil sha'oise ha'mistapa l'Tzorech Shabbos. He says over here, even though the barbershop is open and everyone knows he's taking money, but everyone realizes that this malach is being done l'tzeirich Shabbos. L'chein shori, that's why they were matar afilu b'schar. V'leidomi l'tikun b'godim sh'osu b'netila schar, d'hosom einikir b'pule, Shehu litzoyrech Shabbos. There it is not nikah, that means even though Lemaisa Yenin needs the suit for Shabbos, but looking at what he is doing, the hosom a nikah bepule shehu litzoyrech Shabbos, that this is litzoyrech Shabbos, so if it's not nikah, so then Chazal asked to take schar. If it is nika that is done l'tzorech Shabbos, so then it is permissible to take schar. Ma she'en kein boze, by giving a haircut, it is nika that is l'tzorech Shabbos. Va'al kein. So if the whole heter is l'tzorech Shabbos, Yesh li zoyer milagaleach le'ini Yehudi. So a barber can only give a haircut to a yid and get money for it after the Zman Minche, because we have this heter tzorech Shabbos. But to give a goy a haircut is, that's also. Kosev hamogin avro. So now we are a new thing. Sheharizal hoyanizel shaloi legaleach ache minche afilu be'erev Shabbos. That the Arizal was nizel that he did not get a haircut after Mincha Filo Berev Shabbos. Now, what is Pshat in this Anhoge? Ubiru Kavanosoi, the Mashe Kosov Acha Minche, that what he said, Acha Minche, Hainu Acha Shigiyas Man Minche. It means not after he davened Minche, it means it was Higiyas Man Minche. Avoloi Mairi Shispalo Minche. Not that he davened Minche. It is Gia Zman Minche. Vahainu, so it's Gia Zman Minche. And now he said something else. Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. So what does Afilu Be'erev Shabbos mean? So that means like this. That let's say Zman Minche is Minche Gdoyle. The Arizal was Nisa for Minche Gdoyle. So Minche Gdoyle, and half an hour after Chatzos, the Arizal would not take a haircut anymore. Afilu Be'erev Shabbos means that Bechoil Avade Gevissi didn't take a haircut after Zman Minche Gdoyle. And Afilu Be'erev Shabbos, he also didn't take a haircut. So now we have to understand this. So what's the Issa Bechel? This has no shaykhis to what we are learning. We are learning at the end of an Issa, Erev Shabbos, Du Meloches, after Zman Minche, Minche Gdoyle, Minche Gdane. That's a din in Erev Shabbos, a person should be involved in Tzorchei Shabbos. But the Arizal was Nizar Afilu Be'erev Shabbos and Kolshkein Bechol. So what is Pshat in this? The Rotzer Loima, Loimi Boi Bechol Koidim Shispalu Minche Bechol before he daven Minche, Zichar wouldn't take a haircut when his Gi is Man Minche. Elo Afilu Letzorech Shabbos Shehu Mitzveh Gam kin lohi megaleich ache shegiyas man minche v'loi hispalo. Now, what was the reason for the Arizal? The reason for the Arizal is, this Issa was Chazal asad taspoires when he giyas man minche, there's a shayl minche gdoyle, minche ktane, was a person might get involved in the haircut and he might fapas zmin minche, he won't have a minche. Now we'll see there are heterim for this, but the Arizal was machma, if was he gia zman minche, he would not take a haircut anymore. That was a chumra of the Arizal, that means in the middle of the week, Izicha didn't take a haircut. And Shabbos, in Erev Shabbos, you have the need to take a haircut is l'chayre much greater. It's a tzorech Shabbos. Aval pikein, he was machmer, and if it was a giyas man minche, he would not take a haircut. Now, v'ha'olam she'enam nizhorim bazeh. Now, the minhag ha'olam is that they take haircuts. I mean, we see the Mechaber also. I mean, Mesaprim Kol Hayoyim. Va'olam she'enem nisorim b'zeh, afilu acher she'igiyas man mincha ktane. So, l'chayre, there's a different problem. In Simin Reish Lamed Beis, it's brought down, one should be kevei asude. When it comes zman mincha ktane, it might be nimshach, and he won't daven mincha bizmano. Yesh loima the kivin shekoyren lebeisa knesses. So now let's just see what the Mishneh Berurah mentions, that bizman, the Mishneh Berurah, there used to be someone who used to call out to come to daven. So there was a reminder to daven. Leichayshinen sheyava aidei ze zman hatfilah. So we are soymach on this. And we're not chayish because there's someone that comes and reminds. Used to be someone used to go into the streets and used to call out that it's time to daven mincha. Now here he brings down, we don't have this someone who goes and is mispal, who calls out to Daven Minche, but he brings two kulis from Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Moshe, because Moshe says, even though it's a place, Misha Yeshlo is man kavua litfilosoi, he has a minion kavua. So that is, that means that's part of his schedule. He always davens there. If he doesn't have a mokim kavua and a minion kavua, so then there's a problem, Take. But if he has a mokim kavua and a minion kavua, so there could be mekel, there could be mekel and to take the haircut, and even though Chazal were chayish shema yimshach, because he has something to remind him. But if he davens be yechidus bebeisoy, Take, you don't have a heta. Agav Ulche, we see something very interesting. We're bringing down the Anhoges of the Arizal. So the Arizal did not take a haircut after Gia's man Minche during the week, and afilu Erev Shabbos. So there's a very interesting Shari Tshuva over here. The Shari Tshuva says, the third line in the Shari Tshuva, because of Abirke Yosef, the Mashme Mizeh, the Im Yesh La'odom Sibe Ligaleach, if a person, there's a reason, that means it's preferable really to take a haircut Erev Shabbos, it's Nikola Kovet Shabbos. But if there is a Cheshbon that he can't take Erev Shabbos, Im yesh lo dem sibel galeach teicha shvue, he has a reason to take a haircut during the week. Ein echayev lahamtin ad erev Shabbos. Even though he writes later, there's a mitzvah to take there's a mitzvah listape erev Shabbos. Afal pikein vechein lokoit atziponayim, to cut the nails. There's also an inyan to cut them Erev Shabbos. That means these pu'ulas are being done l'kovet Shabbos. Ach im yesh tzoyrech listaper b'yoyim hei. But if there's a reason that he has to take a haircut on Thursday, or he locates at tziponayim, or to cut his nails Thursday. Why? Shehu Erev Chag Shavuos. That it's Erev Chag Shavuos, that means Shavuos is on Friday, so he can't take a haircut on Friday, or cut his nails on Friday. Oy sheyom vav Reish Chodesh, like this month, that Friday is Reish Chodesh. Then some mail and there's Atzavos Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, not to take a haircut on Reish Chodesh, not to cut nails on Rish Chodesh. So Memele, then one is permitted to take a haircut on Thursday, even though this Cheshbonis, you cut your nails on Thursday, it start growing on Shabbos, later we'll have these Cheshbonis. But if you, these are only Cheshbonis, if you have an alternative to do it on Erev Shabbos. If you don't have an alternative to do it on Erev Shabbos, you can do it on Thursday, and there's no problem with that. Zogt de Rama weiter, v'yesh la'odom l'mayit k'tzas b'limud Erev Shabbos, k'dei sheyochin tzorchei Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, v'yesh la'odom l'chein ein koyvin yeshiva be'eze mekoymeis be'erev Shabbos. Now, in Shoina Alochis, in Simen Reish Nun, he brings down this Indian not to be Kaveya Yeshiva, is not speaking about a Yeshiva Bochim or Kaila Yungalite. It's speaking about a Balabos who wants to go to Yeshiva to learn Erev Shabbos, and there's no one that will take care of the Tzolchei Shabbos, the Achonis Le Shabbos. So we have to be make sure that the achanas for Shabbos will be made. L'chein in koyvin yeshiva beizim akem izber of Shabbos. B'seif v'seif v'yoyim kosa v'im rogil lil meidover sheyesh lo kitzba. If he hears a shir, but he learns something that it will not be nimshach, oy sheloimid im rabim, or he's teaching others, al yevatlenu. Operish Rashi al Sedre Mikri Dover Sheesh Le Kitzva. We don't have to be afraid that it'll be Nimsha. Valkain Loigazrin and Shemo Yimshech Adalaila. Maybe he'll get completely involved and he'll learn the whole day. Ve'im lo yimtza acha kach liknos. But and this we had already before. If he's going to start learning in the morning, the stores will be shut. He will not be able to purchase. Tzolchei Shabbos, azay leikva limud baboike, vayin leel besimin reishnun sherachna b'zeh bebir aloche. So it says, memaitin belimud ktsas kidei sheyochim. Giving a reason. The reason is he should be able to prepare for Shabbos. Vim yesh loy mishores sheyochim b'shvilo. What is if he has a mishores? He doesn't have to prepare. Ain't sorich, so it doesn't have to be memayit. V'cholshkein im heichen b'yoyim chamishi. If he prepared already a Thursday, tzolchei Shabbos, b'vada yuchal lilmoid kedarkoi, so then he could learn the whole day. It doesn't have to be memayit. Miyu, mikol mokim, and this is what we learned yesterday, tzorich l'sakin eze dova l'kovit Shabbos. It means even though all the Tzolchei Shabbos are prepared, he should do something L'Kovit Shabbos, that's B'Kovit Shabbos, but this should not be a Sibah, he should be Mamayit B'Limudoi. That means he could learn to his heart's desire, but he should make sure that L'Kaponim, he should do one thing L'Kovit Shabbos, V'afilu Yesh L'Kam V'Avodim K'may Shekosim V'Simin Reish Nun. Now, let us start Reish Nun Beis. Mutar lahaschil b'malocha b'erev Shabbos samoch l'chashecha. A person is permitted to do a malocha, and the Zeruah says here we're speaking about samoch l'chashecha means before the Shkia. We're speaking about a maleches arai, like this is a kviyas, is also to do after mincha, is man mincha. But this is derech arai. Af al pi she'eino yochel legomro mi ba'od yoyim. This maleche will not end erev Shabbos. Vi nigmeres me'eleho b'Shabbos. And he's doing something now, and the melacha will continue in Shabbos, so that doesn't bother us. As long as that what he had done was done before Shabbos, so it doesn't matter that what the melacha will be nigmar in Shabbos. Now he's going to give mishalim, kigoyim, lishrois dyoi v'samamonim b'mayim, to go and soak a type of an ink or a type of a dye in water, v'heim nishrim kol haShabbos. Now this is going to soak the whole Shabbos. He puts it in right before the Shki, and this is going to soak the whole Shabbos. Now let us see what the Isser is. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. U'b'Shabbos also. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do such a thing. Mishum megabel. That means this is a tilde of losh. He's kneading. Shema'orev hadyoi v'hamayim yachad. And it seems the water gets thicker. It gets a thicker consistency because of this iruv. And this is be'etzem a melocha of lishe. V'yesh oimrim da'osar mishum tzoyveya, or there's an issa of coloring the water. Here in Dirshu he brings down that others hold the whole issa of tzoyveya is if I color something, I dye a beged, But to prepare the dye with which I will dye a beged, there's no Isil Tzeveya. That's why there's 2 days here, what Malach is being done. Afilo Hochi, Kivin Shemaschil Bizman Hamutar Be'erev Shabbos. It was started in Azman when he was allowed to do it. Umemele Nigma Hapula B'Shabbos. He's not doing anything more in Shabbos. He started doing something in Shabbos and it will continue, it will be Nigma in Shabbos. Shari. So this is permissible. V'chein b'chol hani dekachoshiv yesh bem iser de'eraisik sho'iso oison b'Shabbos. If he would do it in Shabbos, what he did be in iser de'eraisik. Afilo hochi kivin she'maschel be'erev Shabbos. Since he's not doing anything in Shabbos, the meloche is continuing by itself in Shabbos. And he's just doing what he did Erev Shabbos. Shari, this is permissible.